58 in the text. Let us know about your FA Cup weekend. Well, none is any more special, I think, than the weekend for the Mansfield manager, Paul Cox. It's his birthday. His side take on Liverpool in the FA Cup on Sunday. And today, thanks to his Conference Premier side's cup endeavours, he tied the knot with his fiancée. Natasha is the lucky lady, and Mansfield manager Paul Cox is the even luckier man. Paul, read in between the lines. Good evening, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It was kind of her idea, wasn't it?
It was. It always is with the females, isn't it? But it's been a great day.
Tell us about so much. Listen, you're going to be sorry that you decided to come on. I have so much I want to ask you about. First of all, what was the day like itself? Because you began it training with the team.
It's been a little bit surreal, if I'm honest. We wanted a quite small wedding with, you know, close friends and family. I turned around the corner and, you know, to notice like four film crews just waiting for me around the corner. So the whole intimacy went out the window. But, it's been a great day. And hopefully a really good night.
Did you cry?
A little bit, yeah. But I was very nervous. I think I messed up a few times with some of the things I said, but
listen,
I'm only human.
Listen, I won't infringe on anyone's privacy here, but either Pat Perry or myself at our wedding, we were all at it. I'm not going to say which one was the groom because it wouldn't be fair, but one of us three, there was a sweepstake amongst the congregation as to how long it would take this person to cry, and one of the people in this room drew out 0 to 10 seconds and threw their ticket away and actually won. Have you had the first dance?
No, not yet. Believe it or not, we've just film crews have just left the reception. So,
plus
it's,
you know,
like I say, yeah, it's been surreal. We've had the FA Cup down here. I came into the reception, and the FA Cup was there.
Oh,
and,
brilliant!
Wow.
There was a million paparazzi, and so the intimacy and quietness of the wedding just went out the window. But it's been enjoyable. It's probably something that we probably didn't want, but. You know, we've accepted and embraced.
Paul, what did you kiss for longer, the FA Cup or Natasha?
Say that again, sorry?
Which did you kiss for longer, the FA Cup when you saw it or your new wife?
I never kiss a cup because you usually get cold sores off them, but it was Natasha that I kissed the longest.
Paul, you've been quite shrewd as well, though, because your birthday on Sunday as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's
very clever.
I'm 29 again.
No, so, but you don't want to. You'll never forget your anniversary.
Exactly. Very clever.
No, exactly. There was always a method in my madness.
Now, I assume because the game's on Sunday that you invited all the players to the wedding, yeah?
No, there's none of them coming tonight. It's been purely staff. I think the players just need to put the feet up tonight.
What restrictions have you placed on your players on your wedding day?
No, we've not invited any of them. They just said, like, stay at home, just put your feet up because we're training first thing in the morning. So I've got to keep a clear head, and we've got a very important game on Sunday. So I need to be okay and just make sure that we're focused and everything's right, you know, for Sunday at 4 o'clock.
So obviously then you'll lead by example, and you've got all of the same conditions for yourself tonight, Paul. No drink, no, you know.
Nuptials.
Absolutely. I'll have a few beers, but, you know, I won't be going overboard, and just make sure I'm in bed for about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
That's what they're worried about.
You'll get up and go home.
Yeah. I just should have said about 2 o'clock in the morning, shouldn't I?
Paul, how's the pitch? Because it's been pretty waterlogged, hasn't it, during the week?
Yeah, there's been a lot of speculation of late about the game being in doubt. The game's not in doubt in you know, whatsoever. It's a little bit heavy. You know, I've had a lot of people ask me about, you know, is it in doubt? Is it waterlogged? And it's perfect, to be honest. It's something that I think both set of players have got to deal with. You know, you look at Liverpool, they're full of world-class players, and I think world-class players are not just good players, but they're mentally tough players that can play on any kind of surface. And I'm sure that, you know, the pitch is never going to be, it's not going to be a problem for either side.
Listen, Dietmar Hamann's with us tonight, Paul, and you know, obviously Dietmar played at Liverpool for so long. If you could give him advice taking on Liverpool, in other words, a big club coming to play against a non-league club, what would have made it uncomfortable for you, Didi, going to play at Mansfield, what would be the thing you would say, oh no, I can't believe they've done that?
Well, I'm sure Paul knows what he wants to do, and he'll have a game plan on Sunday, come Sunday, but he just mentioned it. I'm pretty sure, Paul, you're not too unhappy the heavier the pitch is, because, you know, this could be really something which is in your favour, because if there's a nice playing surface, it always favours the team from the higher league. So I'm sure the groundsmen will try to get the water off, but they probably leave a little bit on, won't they?
I'll try
to
turn the sprinklers on.
I've actually seen that at games where it's raining and they put the sprinklers on.
Yeah, they're probably thinking, oh, it's great the fire brigade have come down to like get the water off the pitch. And actually, no, they've got their hose pipes on the pitch.
Listen, at the end of the day, the thing about your side, you know, if most cup upsets are like a goal and then like the team from the top division hit the post, hit the crossbar, your keeper pulls off a couple of worldies. Well, you're a Mansfield team. You know how to score, all right, Paul. You know how to score.
Yeah, we do. We're going to go to the game, and you know, we understand that 100, you know, 99 times out of 100, that Liverpool are going to come here and win this fixture. But it's the romance and the beauty of the FA Cup. For me, it's the best cup competition in the world, and upsets are going to happen. But what we're going to do, as long as we finish the game and we come out of it with credit, you know, I think that'll be a real positive for me. You know, it's. You know, we played against not just a Premiership club, but a club with a worldwide name and a brand, and we've got to be respectful of that. And we'll go to the fixture, you know, with a lot of respect. But we want to go in there with, you know, it's a football match, and we want to go and try and cause an upset.
Paul, you've got to make sure that your team plays at quite a high tempo, because if Brendan Rodgers makes some changes, like so Suso and Sahin, they'd have never played at a place like Fieldmill before, ever.
No,
so you've got to make sure they know they're there.
It's a scenario where, you know, we worked on. You know, I went to watch them at Stoke. I looked at Stoke. I know it's a totally different concept. You know, Stoke have got Premiership players, but the one thing that Stoke did is get amongst them, and you know, they force them into mistakes, and it's something that, you know, I think as a club we've got to really work really hard to try and stop Liverpool playing. You let them play, as we've seen in the last couple of weeks, and they're full of world-class players, and you know, I'm so respectful of how they play the game and what they do. But it's, like I say, it's a different scenario. The pitch might not be as good as it is Anfield, and we can only hope that, you know, I think Lady Luck actually smiles on us on the day, and we get a bit of luck.
Talking of Lady Luck, singles in the dance floor, doubles at the bar. The reception's ready to get underway. Paul, first dance coming up. Can we have a guess what the first dance is? As you say, you're 29 plus VAT, so I'm going to go. It's got to be something maybe late 80s.
Three times a lady.
No, what? Say that to someone who's just married someone.
It's a great song.
Yeah, but think of what it's about. I'll print the lyrics out. Is it Bryan Adams?
Say it again, sorry?
Is it Bryan Adams? Something by Bryan Adams?
No, it's not. It's Three Doors Down. I think it was landing in London. I think we've got planned for it.
Oh, local band. Oh, lovely. Yeah, be better live music.
Yeah, the guitarist is going to play for us. So it's what we had planned, a little bit of intimacy. And, you know, we've got close friends and family here now. Everyone seemed to, you know, all the paparazzi and cameras have seemed to vacate. It's good. Now what we actually want. It's close-knit, and it's really nice.
Well, Paul, listen, many congratulations to you. And just remember, you know, all the cameras are gone. You're going to have a dance and a few beers. You're going to carry Natasha over the threshold. Just remember, you've got a game this weekend, son, OK?
Will do.
Thank you, Paul. Take care.
Thank you.
Mansfield manager Paul Cox, who said he would get married if his team reached the third round proper, and that's what he's just done today.
Wasn't a hurry to get back there, strangely.
Anything else, guys? What do you ask? Can I give you some injury? Right.
By the way, very quick, think about it afterwards. How many players were at your weddings? You know, everyone thinks, oh, you're a football player, you get married. How many players were at your wedding?
Three, I think.
I had
a few, probably five or six.
Do you know what would be awful, right? If you got married and you made an ex-Everton player at the wedding read out Liverpool's results from the 2005 European Cup.
If you're a real Evertonian, you'd have refused.
Right.
Thank goodness we won the Champions League.
Dix, Roddick, Matarazzi, Barton, Caramel, Stoichkov, Maradona, Cantona, Bellamy, Balotelli. That's all from Stephen Warrington to go into our dingbats.